You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What was it take to overcome that from your end?
A great focus, concentration, knowing the plan inside and out. I think the guys have done a really nice job over the last 2 days preparing and just knowing what to do. And ultimately, it's going to come down to the execution of that.
Matt LaFleur, coach of the evil dreaded Packers, bringing his team into Soldier Field tonight. Bears, Packers this evening. On the line is first place in the NFC North, the better playoff seeding, or better step towards that. Welcome and welcome back. Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. 608 texter. So cool of you guys to bring Bart on. So cool of you to bring Bart on. You guys are true radio of the people, folks. No, not me. I am radio of the Wakenbakers. As evidenced by these previous tweets, 708 texter, Caleb, sorry, but I got high and forgot, but you understand. Yes. And this from 219. My hero tonight is Caleb Williams. I just left the weed store in New Buffalo, and I'm headed to Chicago to watch the Bears beat the Packers. Those are my people. Bart's people are more, he's more of a man of the people. So, joining me on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Bart Winkler of the Winklerverse. Download the Circa app today. Bart, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
I think our Venn diagram of people has a big circle in the middle. I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot of those that would be welcome in my Winklerverse.
Well, there's one there. A 630 texter says Bart needs a giant bong rip. Tough week. Make sure he knows he's loved. So yeah, I think the Venn diagram is just it's a bong. Right in the middle is a bong.
So yeah, right in the middle. I'm feeling good about that.
So Bears, Packers. I'm worn out from this week. I'm not used to having to worry about a team that plays football that matters in December. The Packers, it always matters. They go to the playoff, football matters. Jordan Love is that whole Toyota thing. He becomes better in December. Ben Johnson said the Bears would be better in December, and we didn't believe him, and I'm not fit for it. Like, there should be a Ben Johnson Bears observers workout to be ready for this. I'm worn out. But you've seen this regular. You've seen this often, and now you see the Packers without Micah Parsons. So assess them for me coming into tonight's game.
I will. First, I want to say I'm worn out, too. And I'm really trying to get more people to be on my side of this, or at least see it the way that I do. And I don't think that people are going to. But this Packers-Bears rivalry, I know it's like kind of larger than life. And I have a line that it's a fine rivalry, but don't make it your personality. I feel like too many times these fan bases are going at each other in July and April and just all off season. And it's for me, it's too much. But what I will say is the Bears and their fans have a lot of reason to be hopeful, and not even hopeful. They're seeing already the results of what Caleb and Ben Johnson look like together. I think a big thing for them this year is a lot of these games they would have lost a lot of different years, and they're finding ways to win. I think that's a huge step. So if the Bears are good and the Packers are going to be good, this is going to be a twice a year thing where there's going to be stakes, and one of these games will probably be in December. So let's not expend all our energy on this one. Let's not, make grandiose statements about what this means after this one, because this could be a half decade or more thing that we're going to see. Now, from a game standpoint, obviously the Packers won, 2 weeks ago. This is different with their injuries and without Micah Parsons. I still think the Packers should be able to figure things out on defense, but they're going to need guys to step up, and the big one is going to be Rashawn Gary. One of the big things that excited me when Parsons came over wasn't just like, oh my God, the Packers have Micah Parsons. And I still can't wrap my head around that. It's still, it's crazy. And, but I was so pumped that he got here. And then those first 2 weeks against Detroit and Washington, you could tell that everybody else, because Parsons was there, got better. Like, everybody raised their game just a little bit. And the last 7 weeks for Rashawn Gary, we haven't seen that. Now, why seven? Because it's been no sacks and no tackles for loss. And he was supposed to be the guy, former first-round pick, and there's a lot of them on that defense, but he was supposed to be the guy that, okay, if Micah Parsons is getting double-teamed, you're the one then that's going to have all these numbers and rack up the sacks. That hasn't happened. So I don't know how the math is going to work where all of a sudden without Micah, Rashawn Gary's more impactful, but right now the math is zero, so they're going to need that. So defensively, the Micah Parsons thing is a big blow. I know the Bears like to run the football and have been doing it very well anyway. They're a little banged up with their receiving core, so I don't think that balances out, but the Bears have an opportunity to maybe put up some more yards and points than they would if Micah Parsons was in there.
Bart Winkler is my guest. The Winklerverse podcast, talking Bears and Packers here. The loss of Zach Tom, he seems unlikely to play. Josh Jacobs seems maybe he's closer to playing than Zach Tom is. And there's your right tackle. There's your running back. And just because a guy like Josh Jacobs starts doesn't mean he's going to finish. And we've seen that Bears. We have some guys who are going to play for the Bears. They can't even make it through pregame warmups. So
yeah,
the Packers offense, if it comes down to no Josh Jacobs and – let's say Christian Watson starts again. He might not finish, but he terrorizes the Bears. How does this look to you if, let's say, Josh Jacobs can't be the guy who ripped off for 21 yards on third and one?
I think Jacobs. I when they got him too, I was, because I've been a big Josh Jacobs guy, especially when he got into the pros, and I was very excited about that. And then when he got over here, there was like 90 minutes. Packer fans thought we had him and Aaron Jones. But then Aaron Jones they moved on from him. But Jacobs has been good, but the backs have been good too behind him, Emmanuel Wilson and even Chris Brooks. So they've got guys that can step in and play well, but Jacobs is a difference maker. And especially he's one of those guys, we talk about him all the time, but he is one where as the game gets going and deeper into the game, he becomes more impactful as he wears guys down. Not having him would be a big loss. I think if they didn't have Watson, that might be a bigger loss, just because what we saw in the second half against Denver, Watson was out and the offense couldn't do anything, whether they couldn't stretch the field or couldn't get, you know, anything more than a three and out. That offense was rolling in Denver and then kind of just dissipated the rest of the game. Zach Tom, the offensive line is not, I think for the last few years, there's been like, it's not the best offensive line, but there's at least depth where, like, okay, if you lose a guy comes in, you don't really notice. But Zach Tom has been a really impactful player on that line. And I think a big difference for the Packers when they had those good first 2 weeks, and then there was like that lull and they lost the game to Carolina. I know they're playing fine, but they should have won that game. The Cleveland loss, of course, was bad. And I think a big reason of that was because the offensive line was banged up. And then when that happens, I think Matt LaFleur has less confidence in his offense and maybe his quarterback in general, which I guess, I mean, it's a tough pressure. So I think all of the injuries are going to be impactful. The offensive line is where they need to be the healthiest. Josh Jacobs needs to be in there. He tends to play even if we think he doesn't. Watson, again, should he play? I don't know how much he's going to play. I don't know how healthy he is, but just to have him out there is going to be big too. So yeah, that was a bad week in Denver. I was sitting in the stands actually. People have told me to stop going to these Packer games on the road. If you look at the schedule and you find like what was the most horrific Packer loss that season on the road for like the last 6 years I've been there, and this one was bad because they gave up the lead and then everybody started getting hurt. And it did feel like the Super Bowl hopes kind of, you know, evaporated into the mile high altitude there. But we'll see. They got to refocus. Obviously, this is a big game. Lots in front of them. So hopefully they can get back on track tonight.
My guest is Bart Winkler. He is the Winkler in the Winklerverse podcast. We're talking Bears Packers here on The Score on Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670. So you watch the game where Micah Parsons went out, but even against the Bears the week before, when Micah Parsons was still there, Jeff Hafley was talking about how his guys were sucking air at the end, and they were worn down, they were beaten up, and thank God Caleb underthrew that pass. It was kind of what came through in the defensive coordinator's summation of things. And so last 2 weeks, you've seen a Packers defense get run down or run over. And maybe part of it was last week was Parsons getting hurt. But is that a trend? Is that disturbing to you as someone who watches the Packers regularly?
Yeah, I think one of our complaints after, you know, Micah Parsons got hurt, a lot of guys got hurt, the offense cooled down. So there's a lot to gripe about after that game. But the one that kept coming back up when I was having conversations with buddies or even on the show or whatever that I used to have, that would have been like, wow, that secondary, what happened? And the secondary coming into the season was a big concern. Jair Alexander, who is now, I guess, sort of retired, they moved on from him, which was probably the right thing to do. But Nate Hobbs has not been the guy. They got Keyshawn Nixon, who first came along as a punt returner and was really good there. And then they've needed him to be the number one corner. And he is not a number one corner. I know he made that play 2 weeks ago, but he is. You can do better than Keyshawn Nixon, with all due respect, but the Packers actually can't. And so that's been a problem. Bo Melton's been playing corner. They moved him from wide receiver, but now we see him back more on the offense than the defense. So, yeah, that's what happened. I mean, all they got to do, Bo Nix maybe had his best game as a pro against Green Bay last week, and a lot of that came in the second half. So, there's probably a lot that the Packers put on tape. If Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, if they want to have a big day, it could be there for the taking for them tonight.
The loss of Evan Williams, likely loss if he's not playing, they're losing that safety. And if the Bears want to run, what kind of an issue would that be for the Packers, or what kind of success would you expect the Bears to have?
Yeah, that's another big one. I think there's going to be points in this game. I don't really see how there's not a lot of points in this game. The Bears will score, and the Packers need to score. And I think this is a big opportunity for Jordan Love. Now, Jordan Love, the conversation around Jordan Love drives me insane. I don't understand why every pass he throws is still scrutinized as if he's a rookie and it's his first game ever. And there's a weird, to talk about math, there's a weird math problem going on, at least with Packer fans, where Jordan Love, I think he's only thrown 6 picks this year, 2 last week, but Jordan Love, if he throws one bad interception or just one, like one boneheaded play, then he's got to throw 100 good passes in Packers' eyes, Packers fans' eyes, for that to be erased or put down. I don't know that. I mean, to follow Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and then you're the next guy is tough. And Jordan Love that first season had a second half of the year where, hey, this guy is playing like MVP kind of like. And then I think a lot of Packer fans, as we do, said, look at this. You know, it's one thing to have 3 good quarterbacks with longevity in a row, and I think that's what the Packers have. But the first 2 were Hall of Famers. So now we think, oh, look at us. We got 3 Hall of Famers in a row. So then Packer fans set the bar super high on what he's supposed to be. Niners fans did this with Brock Purdy, too. They set the bar super high, and now he's coming back down to earth, and now he's not getting – like Jordan Love isn't getting measured, and Purdy's not getting measured. They're not getting measured for what they are. They're getting measured for what they should be in terms of our eyes and what we've came before them. Because Brock Purdy was getting compared to like Steve Young, Joe Montana. Jordan Love's got to be compared to Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. You got to let these guys be. I think it's got to be the same with Caleb Williams. Like, these guys are young. It takes a while for quarterbacks to really be like the best version of themselves. There's a reason why 44-year-old Phillip Rivers is back in the league, because nobody can develop young quarterbacks anymore. So these are guys that have – you can see the talent. They're going to make mistakes. They're not going to be perfect all the time. But you can do a hell of a lot worse than Jordan Love, and you can do a hell of a lot worse, and Bears fans know that, than Caleb Williams. So from an NFL standpoint, I would like to see both of these guys have a nice night. I'm a Caleb supporter. I'd like to see them both play well in prime time. From a Packer fan standpoint, I don't, but as an NFL like fan and a fan of both of these guys, I want the conversation around them both to be like, these are two, this is going to be a good rivalry. This is going to be a good matchup for years to come. You could potentially have, like, you know, I don't want to say Brady Manning, but there could be like, okay, this is the 2-time. It's Caleb and Jordan. Okay, that could be something really fun for a while. Let's not try to write the final chapter when we're already in like the third page. You know,
we're in this microwave society. We can't wait. From a Bears team that some people thought, oh my God, if they win 8 games, they look at that. If they win 9 games after what they did last year, that would be marvelous. It'd be wonderful. It'd be unheard of. We'll get a parade route. And now they're at 10. And Caleb, come on, you gotta be Tom Brady right now. Okay, do you understand that? That's the kind of mentality we're in, especially in Chicago, where we don't know quarterbacks, which makes us in line with the rest of the NFL. A lot of the NFL. Green Bay seems to know quarterbacks, even if Green Bay fans got spoiled. But the way they brought them, the way they've incubated them, the way they've grown them and giving them a chance to learn without all that pressure, in Chicago, the only thing they know about quarterbacks is Green Bay's is always better. So we're seeing that come along. The impatience has a lot to do with it. And I'm sure there are a lot of Bears fans listening to us, listening to you, and very happy that the Packers fans might be upset. Because it's usually the Bears fans who are upset.
Well, it's different. Like, it's different pressure because Jordan Love, now there's a standard in Green Bay, as you've talked about, and he did wait the exact 3 years that Rodgers had to wait. So there is a pressure. Like, we've put a lot into you. There's still Packer fans. I talked to one this week that said, oh, I don't know. I don't think we saw enough before we paid him all that money. Well, yeah, because he sat for 3 years, and also he's a quarterback now in today's NFL where teams get faced with that decision. Do we give this guy $50 million bucks or do we try to start over? And yeah, sorry, but you're probably going to have to go with the decision to give him $50 million bucks unless you want to start over. The Bears' pressure with Caleb is, if this doesn't work, if Caleb Williams isn't the guy, I don't know that there's ever going to be a guy. And especially with the last two, with Trubisky and how that draft went, and then Justin Fields, who I thought could be a good pro, but you watch some of his college tape, and that did not show up in the NFL. So Jordan Love needs to do it because of the guys before him. Caleb Williams needs to do it because if he doesn't, who will? Like, if you got Ben Johnson and a number one pick, and if this doesn't work at quarterback, so there's different pressure on both fan bases. I understand the frustration when there is a bad pass or they, you know, throw an interception. I understand that. But these are two guys that have the talent to be the starting quarterbacks for both teams for a long time. So even whatever happens tonight, I'm sure there'll be an interception thrown tonight by one of the guys. It's not the end-all, be-all. Every pass doesn't need to be a referendum. Every win doesn't put him into the Hall of Fame. Every loss doesn't say that he's not the guy. These are two good quarterbacks. Let's just understand that and not go hyper-crazy every time one of them doesn't play like 1996 Brett Favre.
All right, well, rational thought has no place in Chicago sports radio when talking about quarterbacks. Just so you know, Bart, I'm just
going to... I know.
Thanks for your time, Bart.
I know I'm yelling into the wind as it's falling back in my face. I know.
And I'll be the old man shaking my fist at a cloud, so we'll be perfect together. Anyways, Bart, thanks and best of luck. Thank you very much.
Yeah, enjoy the game.
All right. Bart Winkler of the Winklerverse podcast, talking Bears, Packers here. And, you know, I think it was coming into this segment, we heard Ben Johnson talking about framing his team, shaping his team, talking about handling pressure and being poised. Well, that was sort of the coda to what a lot of things that were done and said leading up to this. So we're going to re-rack what prompted Ben to say that. We're going to talk about the pressure because it's been a question all week with the Bears and Packers. This is Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm excited for it. I think everybody's excited for it. I think, you know, even D-Jack said it after, you know, the game is you know, we feel as if we let them off the hook. And, you know, part of that was, you know, us starting slow. Part of that was, you know, the explosive plays and you know, and allowing something that we've been pretty good at, you know, so far this year for all sides of the ball. And so, you know, we want to go out there and play our brand of football, and it gives us the best shot to go win the game. And that's starting fast, you know, playing physical, executing plays the way that we know we can, offense, defense, special teams. And like I said, we're excited to go, you know, showcase that.
I'm excited to have you run the ball. Caleb, if you have less to do in the first quarter, great. I'm all in favor of that. Beat up on the Packers. Wear them down the way you did in the fourth quarter.
Speaking of running the ball, I missed this update earlier. Jeremy Fowler tweeted out a little bit ago that DeAndre Swift is expected to play today. Well, I think we kind of knew that.
I said that earlier. I said he was expected to play based on that report. Okay, so we have that.
Did you say that earlier? My bad, I suck.
It's okay. You're perfect. You're in a perfect spot. Caleb Williams talking about, yeah, we're ready. We're going to go. Well, they did this 2 weeks ago. They did the dress rehearsal. This is it. This is the real thing. And there's been much discussion this week about who the pressure is on, who can handle it. Now, DJ Moore waited all this time. What was it? He hadn't played on a winning team since high school?
Yes.
That's a long time to suck, right? To be a good player on teams that suck.
He chose to go to Maryland. That's on him. He did not choose to get drafted by the Panthers. He did not choose to get traded to the Bears. So, that's not on him. But he chose to go to Maryland.
All right. So, in about the same amount of time, Andrew Billings, Big Bill, he's never played on a winning team. Montez Sweat, you know, the multiplier hasn't really multiplied anybody. He's not played on a winning team. And Cole Kmet, he grew up in the area. He's not played on a winning Bears team. And Jalen Johnson, all everything. Right. I think Jalen Johnson's first year was 22, right? That was the 8-8 year where they actually beat the Packers, right? And they got into the playoffs.
No, the 8-8 year was the last week of the season, they either needed to beat the Packers to get in or they needed the Cardinals to lose.
That's right.
And they lost to the Packers, but the Cardinals lost, so they got in.
Okay, I'm so confused with all this. The Bears haven't made the playoffs in 5 years. They are 15 years removed from their last playoff win. So here come the evil, dreaded Packers, and the Packers just keep going to the playoffs. That's what they do, and they keep winning, and they keep doing it with Hall of Fame quarterbacks. And here's the latest one who's playing exceptionally well. And so the Packers have their quarterback in the fifth or sixth year with that same coach, which is what the Bears fans hope Ben Williams and Caleb Williams become, that kind of marriage for that length of time, and he can look that good and that good late in the season. Jordan Love is really good late in the season. So who's the pressure really on? Well, you got to know who's the pressure on, who's really handling it. And there was Jalen Johnson had his whole idea of who the pressure's on.
Do you guys feel any additional pressure? Do you have that sense of like all these guys on you? You guys are
going to be. Respect, we don't got no pressure. And everybody else out, we're not supposed to be here. So, for us, it's just sticking true to what we know what we can do and who we are and just continue to play hard and execute at the highest level.
What do you mean this is a different
job? What do you say? You're not supposed to be.
Did you think we were going to be a 10-win team? That's what I'm talking about.
So, it's all on them. We weren't supposed to do anything, and here we are. to Jalen Johnson, who hasn't played much of the season, but he is still a significant voice and a significant player. Now, the last time the Bears played the Packers, there was pressure. The Bears were the number one seed in the conference, ladies and gentlemen. They had a better record than the Packers. And then a lot of people came out of that loss making excuses for them. Oh, well, okay, you know, it's, hey, at least we didn't get blown out. Hey, at least we didn't go all trustman on them, which is the wrong thing to say. Because the Bears knew there was pressure. Cole Kmet even talked about it.
Yeah, the juice of it. Yeah, it's not as heightened as maybe as you would think it would be. I think everyone's got a really good demeanor, as at least that's how I feel right now. And we've taken the approach of game to game. And, you know, I felt like going into that last game we played against these guys, I thought there was more juice going into the week, like almost too much, where I thought maybe there was a little pressing going on early in the game. And I think you get in at halftime and realize, all right, this is still the same football. This is football. That's all it is. And so I feel like we got a good mentality going into this week, and hopefully we can kind of pick up where we left off at the end of that game on Saturday. This Saturday.
There's Cole Kmet telling you the Bears did not respond well to the pressure of being the number one seed and first place in the North, and they're playing the evil, dreaded Packers, their rivals, on the road, and they started out like crap. And why that was critical is because of the way they ended it. And I'm not talking about Caleb's pass coming up short. Green Bay's defensive coordinator told you they were sucking air. They were getting run down. They were getting owned. The Bears did not run the ball early. They did not administer punishment early. They were not wearing them down early, which would have paid off to an even greater degree later in the game. Seems pretty obvious what their game plan would be. So amid all this talk of pressure and Jalen Johnson saying what he said and Cole said, yeah, we were tight and went, Ben Johnson was like having none of this. He wasn't raging. He was simply giving a master class in maybe subtext, but a master class in shut up and execute the details.
Jalen just mentioned that because the expectations weren't that you guys would be in first place at this moment, there isn't a lot of pressure. Are you sensing that? And is that somewhat of an advantage heading into these massive games at the end of the season?
Yeah, I think part of our intent as coaches early on in this thing was to build a very poised unit that could handle pressure. And so that's our coaching style. That's why we're very demanding out of our guys. I think they have felt that from the springtime all the way up until now, both sides of all three phases, to be honest with you. And so because of that, I like to think that we thrive in high leverage and high pressure situations.
There you go. We're here. We were made for this. The smelter was made. We were made into this. We were forged to handle these moments. That's what Benjamin. Shut up and execute and pay attention to details. That's all you got to worry about. Play in front of you. Good job, Ben. All right. So it's our last show, my last show before Christmas. And we'll all watch the best Christmas movie ever, The Godfather. And I didn't want to miss a chance to celebrate the holidays. So I want to give you this, part of our traditional Christmas playlist, Bob and Doug McKenzie and their 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck. By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez. You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts, two turtlenecks and a beer. Okay, that should be more there. Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon, three French toasts, two turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
See, more.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, three French toasts, two turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree. Okay, on the sixth. 6 to go. Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 for
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smokers.
Yeah. Oh, 6 packs of 2 for
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
I keep forgetting. Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, 8th day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 for 5.
Okay, day 12. Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Of course. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, hosers. 708 texture gets it. Now it's officially Christmas. Yes, when the McKenzie brothers sing the 12 days of Christmas, 3 French toast and a beer and a... Oh, it's great. We love them. McKenzie brother Doug, and just great. Love the McKenzie brothers. So we're glad you're getting into the Christmas spirit. Next hour, I got something that will, it defines the Christmas spirit in my eyes. But that's not why you called. By the way, we are the pregame show, right? I have three pre's. Trash Panda, we are
pre, that's right. Pre, that's right. Yes, pregame show.
So we'll do. I'll do transition with Judson Richards at 1:45 or so, and he will take you to the. He'll be the pregame show, and he'll take you up to the real pregame show. So Saturday Suckage is the pregame show, and yet a regular producer of Saturday Suckage, Sean Sears, is 14-0. When does he get his show?
That's a good question.
He's got the Bears right every week, and all these people who are experts, self-styled or at least acclaimed by the big voice guy, they don't have the Bears right every week. Sean does. And who did Sean pick this week?
That's a good question. Let me look.
He picked the Bears. He better pick the Bears, otherwise he won't be allowed to be around the station anymore. Has to be the Bears. So, and that's important because the Bears, as I said earlier, beaten the Packers in Soldier Field just once in the last 15 years. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers owned them. But there's this nugget, this historic pattern unearthed by the Twitter account known as Grim Cuddy. In week 15 of 2018, the Bears clinched the NFC North by beating the Packers 24-17. The Packers kicked a late field goal to make it a 7-point game. That was 2018. In week 16 of 2005, the Bears clinched the NFC North by beating the Packers 24-17. The Packers kicked a late field goal to make it a 7-point game. You think we might see a 24-17 final today? With the Bears clinching, essentially clinching the NFC North?
Sean did pick the Bears, by the way. I just looked.
Did he pick a final score? I don't know if they do that.
I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to go with 24-17. When they have a chance, when they beat the Packers, they have a chance to clinch a division. There you go. I did not know. Or I'm sorry. I knew about this, but I forgot about this Twitter account. And if you want to have a good time, look at it with a... Check it out. You get an admiring chuckle out of it. It's the account for Captain Caleb S. Williams. Do you see that?
I follow this one, yeah.
Okay. The Twitter bio for Captain Caleb S. Williams reads, Trojan War veteran, homegrown in the District of Columbia, former Heisman Medal of Honor winner, leader of the 24th Chicago Regiment. So, yeah, it's got the same tone and style of the famous Andrew Luck, the original one of Andrew Luck writing tweets, letters home and tweets from the battlefield. So here's one after the Bears beat the Eagles. Mother, Philly hath fallen. Our ground assault broke the ranks of the cheesesteak militia with their muskets scattered like cheap bread in a losing wind. Let them squawk. By dawn, my nail polish shall be Kelly green, that they might recognize the color of their own undoing. Signed, CW. Yesterday came this tweet. General Johnson is how it starts. That's the salutation. Scouts report the Derry platoon advancing timidly across the Lake of Michigan with their banner sighted upon the icy water. As ice hardens steel, it only sharpens me. They will make landfall at dusk tomorrow. I write to you from the nail saloon. Signed, Acrylic Assassin. That's the Captain Caleb S. Williams Twitter account. It is worth, as I said, an admiring chuckle. Check that out. So, Mike Parsons out. And much is being expected now of Rashawn Gary. And they asked Rashawn Gary, what's going to happen? How desperate are you guys? How much do you guys suck? And Rashawn Gary said, this is what I say. For the rest of the season, what we got? Three more opportunities? Watch how the front play. Well, people have watched and noticed how Rashawn Gary has played. They've noticed and they've mocked him. I don't know if you saw this, but the Twitter account Nile River X2 posted on Twitter, there's the iconic Eye of the Hurricane from the James Bond movies, maybe a cornucopia, but you've seen that, right? That spiral, and next to it is 007. And that's what they did. That's what this Twitter site did, 007. And Mark, so everybody knew Rashawn Gary, his picture is there, 007. He has zero sacks, zero tackles for loss in the last seven games. That is really well done.
That's clever, man.
So I think we're to be thanked. Saturday Suckage is to be thanked. We brought up DJ Moore, and we brought up the idea that we were going to run a web poll. Who's killed his career? Has it been Caleb? Has it been Ben Johnson? Has it been Roma Dunze? Or is it DJ Moore himself? So you have us to thank. The threat of the Saturday Suckage web poll is what suddenly led to this DJ Palooza. And wouldn't it be sweet seeing that happen? See, that catch, that throw, that which is like the golf shot a lot. All of us have hit. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, bleep. Oh, yes. That was the pass. That was what it was. And you don't know how it happened. Much like you don't know how Jalen Johnson's interception happened. There's some magic. There's voodoo. There are dark arts being practiced. Or it's the new Pope bounce. I would not discount that. The new Pope bounce. The Luther Burden touchdown, the 40-yard, not touchdown, but it put him in position. The 40-yard catch and run, right?
Yes.
The Gulls. Did you do the research? Now, this is on you. Did you do the research? What grade did PFF give the Gulls for blocking on that play?
I did not see a grade for that one. I didn't look it up. That's my fault. I should have looked up what the Pigeons had. You know, I would give them a 90 grade probably because they were very good lead blockers on that play. They did their job perfectly.
They were. They were relentless, as a matter of fact. They kept going.
Yeah, they stayed too, which was the funniest part, is they didn't leave after that.
as I mentioned earlier, the best Christmas movie is The Godfather. And from that, The Godfather and Godfather 2, you get keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. So from the Twitter account of NFL Ref Stats, tonight it's Alex Kemp. His officiating crew will do Bears-Packers tonight at Soldier Field. The last one we saw, when the Packers came out of Denver with a loss, the Packers were still favored by as much as 3, but what I saw was Packers minus 1.5. And the line swung to Bears plus. I don't know what it is now, but last...
It's the same, actually. It's still there.
Bears minus 1.5.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Because the favorites are on a historic run with Alex Kemp. Favorites when Alex Kemp's crew officiates are 27-3 straight up, 90%. And against the spread, for those of you who invest, 25-5 when he's officiating, and that's from the start of the 2024 season. For those of you worried about the Bears being tight, being jumpy, Bears fans cheering at the wrong time, like when the Bears have the ball. So if you're worried about offensive holding and false starts, that is Alex Kemp's specialty. That's his crew is above average in calling that. Offensive holding, his crew ranks second overall. Keep your hands to yourself or at least inside your shoulder pads. And this is news for those of you looking to keep warm. Levy will have a special menu item at Soldier Field tonight. It's called Chicago-style hot chocolate, which I'd never heard of, and you can make stuff up if you're in Chicago, and everything's Chicago-style, and I'm sure it has celery, salt, and pickle lily, right? Isn't that what you hear and no ketchup. No ketchup in this Chicago-style hot chocolate. It is hot cocoa infused with Jepson's Malort and amaretto topped with toasted, salted marshmallows from XO Marshmallow. Would you do that? Have you done Malort, by the way?
Yeah, a lot. Many a times, actually. I actually don't mind Malort, but I think that's a little Stockholm syndrome that has gotten into me since I moved to Chicago. Because I actually don't mind it. I don't think it's that bad.
Okay. And so would you mix it with hot cocoa
I've
and
never considered
amaretto?
I've never considered this. I would try it. It doesn't sound... I don't know if that flavor would mix with chocolate, though.
Okay. All right. And one other food item is that the Wiener Circle has been quite influential in getting food to the peoples with the Bears. And now, if there's a fat guy touchdown, if there is a play design for an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, other than a fumble recovery in the end zone, something like that, an actual design, like if Darnell Wright were going out for a pass and he caught it in the end zone, or if Theo Benedet declared he was an eligible receiver and he caught it,
you know,
then the Wiener Circle will give free hot dogs to the city.
You know, oddly enough, in the last Packers game, the Bears did try to do that.
Yes, they did. And the Wiener Circle is willing to serve the city again if Ben obliges. And I will give you this history lesson. The Bears ran William Perry into George Cumbie of the Packers twice. That's what happens. Fat guy touchdowns. Here's William Perry. If he can block for Walter, can't he just do it himself? Yes, he can. And he knocked George Cumbie into Lake Michigan. So there you go. Look for the fat guy touchdown today. Take a break. We come back, we'll talk more serious football. What are the Bears going to do? And what the Packers plan to do to Caleb Williams? I'll talk to Herb Howard of the Bigs. Saturday Suckage. Your Bears are the Scores pregame show. I'm running out of breath. This week has just worn me out. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.